The intense woman. What is she? And who is she? And how do we get rid of her? Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. For those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today. The intense woman, where does she come from and how do we get rid of her? Well, I'm just going to share a little bit of my experience with you. The intense woman is formed as you go through life experiences in your marriage. And for some reason, and I don't know why I felt this way. I'm not sure who necessarily taught me, but now I look and society is often teaching this, that women feel very strongly that the way they do things is the right way. And when our man struggles to do it our way, we gain a new intense level because we start taking on, all right, if anything's going to get done and get done right, we have to do it, right? So as, you know, you enter into marriage, as I entered into marriage and I'd share with my man, I'd watch him load the dishwasher. Oh, hun, no, the dishwasher needs to be loaded this way. For some reason in heaven, women thought they stood in a line and we have this queen hat over the dishwasher. We are the queen of the dishwasher, and there is only one right way to load that dishwasher. And we show them. And then the next time they go to load it, they still don't do it the exact way we would. And we go over and we correct that. Like, seriously, did you not hear me the first time? And how many times do we end up doing that before we finally get to the point that we just stop having them do it? If it's going to get done and get done right, I have to do it, right? So the intense woman is slowly built through time. She is built from us assuming that men are a version of us. And because they're a version of us, when they don't do something the way we would do it, we take great offense to it. We feel unheard. We feel like they must not care. My man just doesn't love me. He doesn't care. How many times have I showed him how to load this dishwasher? And he's still struggling to do it. I don't get it. I'm exhausted. I'm already doing everything else. Can he not just do this one thing? Have you ever felt any of that before? And it could be on every different individual item on your to-do list. Men do things differently than women. And the motivation for men to do things is different than women. And we don't realize that our correcting of it comes across as criticism, and criticism doesn't work. And so it's not working. And we finally get to the point we just shut down. Like, forget it. I'm not even going to ask anymore. I just have to do it myself. So now this woman, me, I'm taking on more accountability. I'm taking more ownership on for everything in the house to be done right. Right? Like, have you ever asked your sons or your husband to vacuum the family room? And you get dizzy watching them because they're going every which direction. You're like, ah! Right? There is one right way to vacuum, and I know that right way. So once again, to get it done right and correct, I have to do it myself. Slowly through time, we become more intense because we're taking on all of this ownership and accountability. Not only that, but the intense woman is also created from our natural DNA as women. Our natural DNA as women is to give and adapt. And we will give and adapt everything away because that's who we are. It's actually a beautiful quality about ourselves, something to actually be celebrated. And we balance men out. They have a different DNA. Well, because we're giving and adapting everything away, we're exhausted. We're absolutely exhausted. We're spent. And we forget to find balance. And because of that, we disconnect ourselves from our feminine traits. Those traits that your husband fell in love with before you got married. Can you look back before the intense woman came in and be like, oh, I am different? Can you see how you're different? Are you struggling to feel happiness? Are you struggling to feel content? Do you have spontaneity anymore? There's so many of those feminine traits that they fell in love with us for that we now don't have. We have disconnected from because we now are owning and accountable for everything to get done right. The intense woman is pretty crazy, and it's a crazy place to live, and it takes away from your ability to feel happiness. And I have found through my research, there's a couple different types of intense women. There's the outward intense woman, the ones that will explode in those moments. Seriously, you guys, can't you help do the dishes? I don't know how many times I have had to ask. And every single time after dinner, you all just spread away and go away. I don't even know why I make dinner anymore. I'm so frustrated. Seriously. There's the outward intense woman. And then there's the inward intense woman. And you can be a little bit of both. The inward intense woman, she will take it on herself inside. A lot of negative self-talk. I guess I'm just not important enough. He doesn't care about me. Well, I guess I just need to stop asking. I guess, I don't know. Kind of question in my life. And this inward intense woman will often lose her voice. She will often lose her ability to stick up for herself. She will lose her ability to have her word mean anything. And she will shut down. And she will stop being that person that her man married. The intense woman is a real thing. And most women I speak to can resonate with her at some level. There's also such thing as the intense man. And I have worked with many women who they're like, hello, my husband is the intense man. My husband is the one that's correcting my loading the dishwasher. And it is possible to have those role reversals. And regardless of who the intense one is, that intense one is missing out on the joys of life, the happiness of life. Always assuming that their way is the only right way. Not opening their eyes to the fact that each one of us are different. And we have different strengths and different weaknesses. And we deserve to have the ability to be who we are and not be told that that's wrong. And always questioning our competence. Right? So as the intense woman, we struggle. We struggle to be connected to our man. The intense woman had me create my safety box, as I talked about in podcasts before this. And the way I explain my safety box, so the bricks, my safety box was made out of cinder blocks, these big, thick bricks. And those bricks represented hurt feelings. Anytime I felt hurt, I created a brick. And then the mortar in between, those were resentments. Resentments watching my man get his needs met and me not getting mine. Watching my man have enjoyment and create happiness in his life and it's not happening for me. And resentments, you need to know, will kill love. Resentments are the base, are the glue to the intense woman. Resentments, unfortunately, build upon each other. They stick together. And when you are full of resentments, you can't live a full-hearted life. It is like life-threatening if we do not rid ourselves of resentments. So, as the intense woman, I lived in my box a lot. This box did not serve me. It detached me, emotionally detached me from the man who has dedicated his life to me. And he would tell me, in those moments when he knew I'd gone in my box, he'd be so frustrated. He would question, what did I do? What did I do? I don't understand. Why is she here again? She's not talking to me. And I look back now, I'm like, I feel so bad. I made my man go through that. But honestly, ladies, I didn't know. I didn't know any other way. No one taught me. No one taught me that men and women are different and that they're going to do things differently, and that is okay. No one taught me his language and how to talk to him in a way that would resonate with him so I would feel heard. No one taught me it was okay for me to get my needs met. It wasn't selfish, and it wasn't, and I didn't need to feel guilt from it. So, looking back now, I know I had to live the intense woman in order to be able to share about her and teach about her. Does the intense woman resonate with you at all? There's a lot more details that come with the intense woman. And it's just really important for us to realize, recognize her first. And you can do that by asking yourself, am I different than I was either before you were married or after the first little while of your marriage? Am I different? Have I changed for the better? If you answer that no, in maybe just a few areas, chances are you have some of that intense woman. And it will benefit you to figure out where she's come from, why. You know, maybe you didn't create a safety box like I did. Maybe you have another, you know, a bubble you go to or something else that you emotionally detach yourself from. But you need to discover that. And you need to figure out how to find a better way and stop settling and stop thinking this is your lot in life. Because the intense woman's going to keep you frozen. The intense woman is not going to allow you room to grow. The intense woman is going to make you not feel happiness. I'm so grateful I've been able to rid myself of the intense woman. Are there moments that I see her creeping back in? Yes, there's moments because I'm human. But I now have the tools to be able to get rid of her. The intense woman does not serve us. The intense woman makes you believe that you only you knows the right way to do things. And when other people don't do it the way you think it needs to be done, we get so frustrated inside, tied up in knots, and go, forget it. I can't ask anyone else. I have to be the one in charge. And now you are accountable for everything that's going on around you. You are completely exhausted. You are spent because you aren't feeling your own well. And you're forgetting to take care of you. And you might have moments where it's like, no, I'm gonna do something for myself, and you're gonna do it. And then you have guilt for that. That's no way to live. The intense woman is a real being. And she has taken over many women's life. And it's time we get them back. It's time we learn a different way, a better way. And I'm so grateful for the journey I went on. And the one thing that you can do right now to understand how to rid yourself of the intense woman is to know this one thing. Your man is not a version of you. Stop assuming, stop thinking that he should do things your way. Stop thinking, because he left his socks on the floor again after how many times you have asked him to put them in the hamper. Stop thinking he stepped over those socks thinking, oh, I'm just going to leave them for her. She can pick them up. Because I promise you, that's not what your man is thinking. He works differently than you do. He honestly didn't see the socks. But we take it as a blow to us that they don't care, they don't love us, they don't hear us, because we speak two different languages. It's a real thing. The intense woman is created because we don't know our man's language. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. But most of all, thank you for wanting to elevate your marriage and life.